liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
Morning, Kenny.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing?
Doing real well.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. What is the date? October 18th, 2016. It's getting to the point where I can't tell where we are in the month of October. It's somewhere in between the beginning and Halloween. And
right, exactly.
Everything in between here in the sandwich of October just is inconsequential. It's the fluff. It's the marshmallow fluff of months. Then I just
don't
care.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens about, you know, between the 10th of the month and the 20th of the month. When we're in the teens, I can't figure out what the day is or what the date is.
I don't really care. Well, I do
care. Unless it's my birthday.
That's true. Your birthday is nowhere near
October.
What we do care, though, about is how was your weekend?
It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's good. What is that?
What happened? From our saxophone game like 8 months ago. I have all these here. All of them here. Okay. Really though, how was your weekend? It was okay. What'd you do?
I gave.
Oh, you just Kim lips. You just lip smacked. You. Just,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We were talking about morning show. Something.
Nope. Patreon.com.
Oh, that's right. Patreon.com/morning show.
That's what you'll want to
do. Pre-show, and that is where we discuss the other things you won't hear on the show.
Wow.
So become a patron, please.
You're just gonna leave it hanging like that.
Oh yeah, I gotta tease them.
It's not really tease if you don't give them anything.
Well,
all right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's good.
So I got Kim her birthday present, even though her birthday is next week.
Okay.
But I'm gonna be out of town. I'm sorry.
It's very, very
you're gonna notice it
very
now.
Frustrating. I can't do anything about it. It's
I'll definitely try to stop.
I'm gonna get my mouth away from this microphone as much as I can.
Yeah, hi. You don't want to know what I got her though.
I do want to know.
Can you
say what
that
you...
That was me trying to lead you into asking, what'd you get her?
So, Kitty, what'd you get her?
Kyle, yeah, I got her.
A brand new car.
No way. I got the brand new car.
Did you hear about the people on The Price is Right who all hit $1 on that big wheel spinny thing?
Yeah, I did see that.
That just happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The crazy part, though, is that they didn't talk about it for the 4 months that show was in the queue waiting to be released. So that's the most surprising part. But hey, Kyle,
the producers can't release that kind of information.
No, they can't.
No.
No.
Anyway, I got her an Apple Watch.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Now we can match.
Can you tell me which one?
She got the Series 1 Rose Gold.
Ooh. That's the...
That's her phone okay. device.
Gotcha. Running the Rose Gold on that as well, the 6S?
Yes, except she didn't go with the Rose Gold band. I got her a different one. She wanted the, Midnight Blue.
That's a good look.
It is a good look, actually.
Navy with pink kind of deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have the 42 millimeter option. Like that's one of the options. It's the rose gold with the midnight blue.
Sure.
But the 42 on her wrist was too large.
Large. Yeah. I feel like
it
the 42
like hanging off the wrist.
Well, you and I think are of smaller wrist stature. Our wrists are fairly petite. Eh. Yes? No?
The 42 works actually really well on mine.
But for me, I don't know what it is. It kind of just goes all the way from edge to edge. It's like a full screen wrist. And I don't really like the way that it feels. Because I hit it on a lot of things. I hit it on a lot of things. And when I'm going down the stairs, it hits some of the railing and things like that.
Maybe, Kyle, maybe take a little more care of where you're throwing your wrists walk.
I figure my appendages...
Don't just, like, flail your arm. Yeah, whatever happens.
That's exactly what I do. Like the inflatable armed tube men things.
Exactly.
That's me running down the stairs constantly.
Oh, yeah?
Unless I'm carrying something.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Because you can imagine That's exactly what it looks like.
Perfect.
I've got a huge announcement, though, for you. Speaking of Apple products.
Huge
announcement. Hey, I found my iPad.
What does that mean?
You remember when...
Oh, you found your iPad.
I did.
Where'd you find it?
Right? It wasn't really anywhere that I would have expected it to be. So I lost last year, got married nearly a year ago, and brought the iPad with me. Figured I left it in the hotel room. I left it somewhere unrelated because I lost a number of things that trip. And the iPad just was a casualty of said trip. Figured I'd never see it ever again. We were driving in the Los Angeles area Saturday after I waited about 2 hours to get some Nashville hot chicken in the Chinatown area of Los Angeles at 11 in the morning.
Yeah, I saw your tweets.
Yes. Yeah. It was a good time. It was a really good time. I also could not feel my face. But I had an epiphany and looked kind of to the left of me as we were driving away. And out from underneath the floor mat of the vehicle I was in, comes sliding an iPad mini. Just right.
What?
Comes like creeping out. Looks like it's coming out on its own as we're
Kyle,
accelerating.
I missed you.
Yeah. Like,
find me.
Hi. I think I'm ready. I'm back. Hello.
Hold on a second. Wait. Whoa.
So it
comes, back up.
Creeping out. And I'm like, wait a second. What? I was so surprised. So now here it is. A year later, it finally decided.
Dead. It's completely dead.
Well, one, it's completely dead. But two, it's had a year of people stepping on it with their feet. And it's been just fine. It's been just fine.
That would be so funny if it was completely...
Just completely crushed. Completely smashed.
No. Actually, it would have been better if it was peeking out from underneath one of your floor mats and half of it was like, I'm totally fine. And you pull out the rest of it and it is just like demolished. Coffee stains.
Right.
Mud.
Right. No, now
there's no mud in LA.
No, we got some rain yesterday and now it's just completely gone.
Okay.
It was nice. So it started creeping out and was like, oh,
I obey.
And now it's mine.
All right.
So there you go. That's my surprise for the day.
That's good, Kyle.
Now what do I do with it? Do I sell it? I don't know what I do with
it. No. You can't let this thing out of your sight anymore.
I'll just lock it up. I'll throw away the key and I'll just keep it somewhere safe. Maybe the refrigerator. Because that doesn't really have any places to go. No holes,
right.
You know, cupboard, stove. I don't know. I'm thinking of kitchen places, and that's probably not ideal. Not ideal.
Yeah.
Also this weekend, Kenny, I went and took advantage of foodbeast.com's yearly cheese extravaganza and procured two VIP tickets to something they call Ooze Fest. Now, over here in the show notes, I'll point you to this, foodbeast.com/news/oozefest-2. That's what I was at on Sunday night. Please, would you click on that?
Just all take right, your complete guide to Oozefest 2016, the cheesiest festival ever.
Take a quick look. That was a really good voice, by the way. Take a quick look here. It was a 2-day Santa Ana based festival, all centered around really gratuitous cheese products. Things like vampire
grilled cheese,
garlic dip, elbow mac and cheese, queso,
lamb caliente, cheese steak.
Lots of different cheese dishes here.
So I wouldn't even make it home.
Just peruse. I barely did peruse these. Lobster duck taquitos.
Croquetas?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That looks really good.
Fried. It's basically just mashed potatoes wrapped around a meat product and then deep fried with panko on the outside.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, pork belly and chorizo tacos.
It's a good time. Jalapeno. Jalapeno boats.
Strawberry cheesecake s'more. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Jalapeno ham and cheese egg rolls.
Lobster taquitos
with
a cheesy dip.
Those were probably one of the better dishes that I had there.
It looks like a lobster egg roll.
That's
not a taquito.
Yes, it was more like
that's what it looks like.
It was more like a lobster egg roll. I believe it was one of those egg sheet things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jalapeno boats.
Yeah. So the thing that I wanted to mention though about this, it was a good time. If you were preparing yourself for this the previous day and just avoided all food altogether and then went here and ate solely this and the grease that had amassed from all of these different food products,
right?
The VIP area was one all you could eat, so you could stop in front of this massive jalapeno popper ham and cheese egg roll thing and eat all of them as they were coming out if you felt like it.
Right.
It was also all you can drink. So there were a number of different breweries and things like that there. Not as exciting as the Oktoberfest I went to on Saturday. I was just I was all over the place this weekend. And there were way, way, way too many people there. Like way too many people. So if you imagine
how many is way too many?
200, 300.
Well, how big is this place?
The width of a street.
The width of
a human hair.
That's like a farmer's market.
A farmer's market where you can't use the sidewalks and everyone is just in the street. Two lanes, one each way.
Yeah.
And then 8x8 tents on either side.
Okay, hold
so you
on.
I
get what you're saying.
You have this thoroughfare here where you're trying to hold a plate of liquid cheese, and there are people walking behind you trying to kind of like meander their way to get whatever yakitori style shrimp balls with pork belly jalapeno boats.
Oh, man.
And it was just. If the food didn't make me feel gross enough, being so close to other people eating the same food made me feel even worse. It was a great event. It was the second year it had happened, but so many people, I'm realizing I don't want to be around people anymore.
Oh,
I just don't. I don't like them. They smell weird.
Who needs them?
I don't even want to be one. So why I just don't want to. I don't want to spend my time around people anymore.
All right,
that's what it's coming down to.
That's fair enough.
But overall, had a great weekend. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
I don't
really have anything to say to that guy.
I don't have anything else either. Does that mean
I was kind of waiting? I was kind of waiting for you to say. And then when I got home, I had my own Oozefest.
No, because we were called out on Slack for having
too much dirty talk,
too much number two in our number 324. So this will be more. This will be number 325, and we'll keep it as such. No number twos. Got it.
All right, fine.
Speaking of episode number 324, I have some follow-up. Mm-hmm. So we had a bit of a call-out to our fellow Canadian and good stuff co-founder, iChris, on Twitter. And yesterday, at around 3:47 p.m., he put out this tweet. He says, so Morning Show AM, at Morning Show AM on Twitter, is wondering if Canada uses bags of milk at schools. He says, I've never seen a bag of milk. What about you, Canada? Eh? And Chris seems to get more engagement on these things than we ever would. So I wanted to go over a couple of the answers that he received in regards to the question that we put out on Friday. It seems like there are lots of bags of milk in Ontario.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was seeing.
Okay. So on the Ontario side, lots of bags of milk. But In Saskatoon, someone says that they had never seen such unfortunate packaging as a bag of milk, which you definitely recounted was an unfortunate package of milk.
It's definitely unfortunate. But this was also, Kyle, this was almost 20 years ago.
That's sickening. So,
Isn't that sickening to say that?
Yeah,
it
makes
say me... Say that out loud?
No.
20 years ago.
It smells like 20 years ago.
Ooh.
Bill Crowder, 15 hours ago, said bags of milk are an Ontario thing. Most of Canada doesn't have them, but I guess they say they just suck it straight from the cow. So that's good. That's a good way to do it, Bill. I don't know.
I don't know if that's a euphemism or what.
No, it's not at all. It's just an act of
verbatim.
You're thirsty.
No.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else they've got here. This one's more related to you. Our kids, they say, I'm absolutely not sure how to say that here. At Little Miss Mosher says, our kids have a milk program at school, but those are cartons. And some milk bags, I guess, are in that area as well. I could just read the tweet, but I'm not going to. I'm going to kind of get a roundabout way of trying to describe what the tweet was about.
Right. Okay.
So that's just how I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that we're able to get a real-time answer from people about the bags of milk. Should we try to find out if like other things from our childhood are normal in other places of the world?
Wow. Like razor scooters. Like
like a razor. No.
Like I can't think of anything else. Well, my mind is
razor
stuck.
Scooters and bags of milk. That was our childhood, Kyle. Is that what you're saying?
That was pretty much it. That's all I can really think of. What did you have in mind? Anything in particular?
I didn't have anything in mind. I was I provided the bags of milk. I was hoping that you would provide something.
Hey, listen, I wasn't prepared with that. I was prepared with this. Do you remember the Five Iron Frenzy song? Oh, Canada.
No.
Really? Not at all?
Not at all.
The 11th wave of ska? Nothing. Okay.
No.
Well, they have a lyric in there. My only recollection, as I posted into the Stuffy Slack, and you can get access to it, patreon.com/morningshow. My only recollection of milk in a bag was from the Five Iron Frenzy song, period. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, I don't have anything
in context.
Yeah, I'm going to think of a couple of childhood things that you and I both experienced and see if I can recount them.
That's a normal thing.
Well enough for us to get another read on whether it's normal across the country and or in Canada. I'll let you know.
Good. Good. You can follow us on Twitter. That's where Kyle will tweet it.
Are you going to say the name or do you want me to just move on?
You can follow us at Morning Show AM or you can follow each of us at Pizza Robotics and Dog Burps.
Thank you.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Yeah. Thank you. What I'd like to do is move on to the next segment.
These.
Okay.
I bet.
I know. Yeah. No, it's okay. I don't know what happened there, but we're just going to play them all at the same time.
Everything, ever at once.
We'll just move on to the headlines. Kenny, what's going on?
All right, Kyle. Razor. Not the scooter. What used to be, I guess, the peripheral company, but now they make computers. They acquired THX, the audio company George Lucas founded in 1983. THX, the company responsible for the Deep Note. I wish we had an example of that right now. That plays before the... There we go. Before the movie at the cinema has been acquired by Razor. Give me peripheral. There we go. What? Cool. Razer revealed the news yesterday, stressing that it intends to maintain all of THX's management and staff and allow it the independence to run its own operations and make its own business decisions. Now, that's a tongue twister right there.
Business decisions.
Blah, blah, blah. In an interview with The Verge ahead of the announcement, Razer CEO Min Lang Tan said that the, quote, main reason for the acquisition is the phenomenal brand that THX have.
This is
the phenomenal. What does that even mean?
That's all their brand is to me. That's all I know.
If everything is going to be business as usual, then what's the point? I don't see how THX makes money.
They don't. Razer's the one that makes money.
I was going to say, they just license things out.
I didn't even know THX was for sale. I didn't know they were for sale. Exactly. Why? Where? What are they trying to sell to? Razer.
They haven't been, I mean, they've been an independent company, but I wonder if George Lucas has had a stake in it for this long and he's finally able to just like, you know, I'm letting go of everything.
Well, that's a bad... bad representation of
you know
of
what
Mr. Lucas.
George Lucas is from Modesto, so he sounds like I sound.
Regional accent sort of thing.
No, just verbatim.
From Modesto. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
As
long as they don't replace the big THX on the movie screen with R-A-Z-E-R.
Razer. That'll
Blazer.
That'll be exactly what it sounds like.
Razer. I just remember my two biggest memories of that sound. Number one, in A Bug's Life, they use it to. What they do is what are you biting at? They play the THX sound and then it breaks and the robot has to come out and then he uses the cow thing to test it. It's like, and he tips it over. Look it up, guys.
You mean this?
What?
As I see the FBI warning and wait for this DVD is for private. Oh, no, this is the DVD. Okay. This is what happens when you mention something and I try and look it up and then it doesn't end up being the clip that I actually wanted.
Anyway.
Did you mean ants? Maybe?
No, it wasn't ants. Maybe it was Monsters Incorporated.
You sure?
Bug's Life. Here, let me send you the link, Kyle. Because I got the link right here. I'm going to send it in that right there. And then the other memory is watching the original Star Wars VHS tapes and the THX right before those.
Hmm. So you just sent me.
That's what I remember.
And then a little robot comes in, turns the lights on, comes in and flips something up. And I remember this. I remember that. Okay. All right. It's a good memory. Good. Do you think
that's what I said? People, it's one of my two memories.
Good. Do you think people remember Razer scooters and the THX logo as well as we do? Is that really? Man, how old were you?
Shut up.
Were you 20 years ago? Were you a kid?
I was a child.
Well, good luck, THX.
And Kyle, you know what child's like? Children.
Candy.
CBS is adapting Candy Crush into a live-action game show.
I'm gonna go throw up. Where's I'll find it. It'll be good.
Have you ever paused a game of Candy Crush? Yeah. Have you ever paused a game of Candy Crush, perhaps while passing time on the toilet or on the subway, and thought, huh, this game is fun, but what I really want is an hour-long television program?
Of people on CBS, the toilet?
Yeah, CBS certainly hopes so, because the network has partnered with Lionsgate Television and Candy Crush developer King to adapt the puzzle game into a live-action game show. In the series, I thought it was a game show, I guess it's a series now, the game has become a worldwide phenomenon come to life as teams of two people use their wits and physical agility to compete on enormous interactive game boards featuring the next generation technology to conquer Candy Crush and be crowned the champions. A host will be announced at a later date. That's like a press release.
So people will actually get crushed. Is that the idea?
It should be like, yeah, it should be like American Gladiator.
Yeah.
Where you have like
Q-tips.
Big, like muscle bound wrestler
Q-tips
style people.
Q-tips.
And no, stop it. And they're the, like the people who are crushing the candy, and the regular average game show contestants are the ones who are like pushing the candy around or whatever. And then you have the crazy Candy Crush guy. I'm going to get you. Crush. Crush.
Okay.
Stripe candy.
Fruit stripe.
Fruit stripe.
What is this voice?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just coming out.
You can't stop it. It's just happening.
I can't stop it.
Oh, good. This is really, really good.
Ow, yeah, it hurts.
Don't hurt yourself. Come on. So why? There are a number of game show based physical challenges on television right now. Why make it based specifically on the Candy Crush franchise, because it's a name that people recognize?
I want to say that this is actually like 2 years too late.
Yes, I agree. However,
weirdly, Candy Crush feels stale now. Huh? No pun intended. I said no pun intended. I did not mean to do it, Kyle. You still mad? You mad, bruh?
Yes.
Yes.
I am. Yes. Yes. I'm mad. The movie for Legends of the Hidden Temple is supposed to be coming out soon, where there are references
now
to...
That's a movie about a game show.
That is correct.
It's almost backwards.
Sort of flipped it around.
Oh, no, I guess backwards would have been making a game out of a game show. Making a mobile game out of a game show.
Yes.
Which isn't as weird as a game show out of a mobile game. Right?
Oh my gosh, I'm already getting confused. This is way too early for this kind
of
conversation.
Like you make Jeopardy on the phone. That's normal. That's fine. But making if Jeopardy was a mobile game first and you made a game show out of it, it would still seem as weird. But they would have made a good job of it, I guess.
I have no idea.
Maybe this is going to be awesome. Maybe it was always destined to be a live action game show. And then we've been playing it the wrong way this whole time.
I don't know anything about the Candy Crush game dynamics that make it interesting enough for me to want to watch it on TV, period.
Right.
I don't.
It's the name, Kyle.
Of course it's the name. Nobody actually cares about Candy Crush anymore. It'd be like if they came out in 3.5 years with a Pokemon Go, Lionsgate Television Network, CBS, whatever.
Exactly. I think CBS is really scrambling now. NCIS doesn't exist, right? Or is that?
Oh, it.
That must be on its way out.
Nope. It absolutely still exists. It makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, I think everything that CBS does now has hinged on the success of CSI in the early 2000s. That's what launched them. And I'm not kidding. They got launched by having CSI and then shows built around CSI.
Pretty much all of the crime shows are built around CSI, though, now. Are they not?
Now, or less, they are.
That same mechanic.
Yeah, the
how
weird
that show goes together.
Cop drama,
mm-hmm.
deal.
If you see a D-list or C-list actor, you know right. that they're the baddie.
Right. And every CBS show has the same look. Like, there's one producer working at CBS to make every single show look exactly the same. And I hate it. I hate every single CBS show.
You know what I hate?
I even hate NFL on CBS. That's how bad it's
come
gotten.
On. Really?
Oh, Kyle, come on.
NFL on CBS.
Oh, gosh. That's only good for the meme.
True.
It's not good. Good.
Well, here's something that's good, Kenny. I'm ready to celebrate a national day.
Perfect.
Today's national day is National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
No sound? That was good. Kudos.
You're welcome. Kudos are different. Oh, kudos! Does anybody remember Kudos bars?
Oh, Kudos bars.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that's hey, okay. You're welcome. So kudos.
Take a break from National Chocolate Cupcake Day and go back to kudos.
So childhood. You just finished a under 12 soccer game and your family was designated as the ones this week to bring food and beverages, and the only real safe thing
snacks and
goodies and whatnot. Yeah. Some people bring Twinkies, which you know are bad and that's not supposed to happen.
Except those are the cool parents.
But you toe the line really, and you bring the kudos bars, not the ones that are like raisins and cinnamon and things like that. No, these are the kudos bars that are just on the verge of becoming full blown candy bars. They're thinner.
It's a chocolate dipped granola bar.
A chocolate, yes, 100% a chocolate dipped granola bar.
With a thin layer of peanut butter
now,
inside.
When you bring those, though, with you, you are sure to please everyone with those, right? The candy bars are fine. It's good. Unless you're allergic to chocolate or
lactose. No. Eat it up, buddy.
Lactose intolerant. It's fine.
Deal with it.
You're a child. You'll deal just fine. But you try and also please the crowd with the mixed container of Capri Sun. So you have a bunch of different flavors, all of which, once drunk with the kudos bar in your mouth, creates this cement-like texture.
Yes!
That
yes.
is just so unpalatable.
I'm sure that's why I had to get braces.
Probably, yeah. Something about eating a kudos bar.
Some kudos paste messed up my dentures.
Yeah, with a little bit of that. What's a Capri Sun flavor? Surf Rush Freeze? I have no idea. Nope. I'll find it out.
Hold on. We have two questions for our listeners.
Okay, please.
Tweet at Morning Show AM your favorite Capri Sun flavor. That's number one. Or number two, your favorite kudos bar. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And Godspeed.
And or. You can do both if you want in the same tweet.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to tell you a little bit about National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Chocolate cupcake.
In the Lost Galaxy. Cupcake liners do more than make it easy to remove them from the pan. You know, cupcake liners, that beautiful decorative paper that's on the outside of a cupcake that you love to peel off and treat as though the cupcake's own skin or clothes. Sure. That they're cupcake clothes. Traditionally, sides of the tin are greased for easy removal, but also floured because you'd want the batter to stick to something, right? They can't just float out of the pan while you're baking them. So a cupcake liner accomplishes both of those things. I have no idea when the cupcake liner itself was invented, but it has become the staple of making cupcakes. You peel those off and
it's just parchment.
There it is.
Right?
I don't know what it is composed of, but it is more than likely a parchment-like product, yes.
Let's look it up. Cupcake
liners. Let's not. On August 15th, 2009, GourmetGiftBaskets.com broke the world record for largest cupcake ever made. The cupcake was 1,224 pounds, 4 feet tall by 10 feet wide, and had 2 million calories.
Whoa.
I don't know if it was chocolate flavored, however. I don't know what flavor it was. Probably, it was probably the flavor of the people. Calories. Probably the flavor of the people that fell into it while it was being made. if it had such high caloric value.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how many calories to a human being?
How do you even bake that? Blow torches on the outside, running around, maybe? The sun?
It's guys with flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Just jumping and blah, 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 blah.
Jumping? Like a video game?
Yeah, it's like a first-person shooter.
One of the most popular cupcake bakeries in the U.S. is Crumbs in New York City. Never had it.
Crumbs.
They have reported $23.5 million in cupcake revenue last year alone. It's a lot of cupcakes. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of cupcakes. The first
I can't find the flavors. The make of it. Like what's it made of? Google's being all weird and not showing me results.
The first mention of a cupcake recipe goes as far back as 1796. Columbus sailed the giant cupcake.
Columbus ate a giant cupcake.
That's right. That's you know the old parable.
However, and then, Columbus also lived for another 300 years.
Yes.
That's when he was supposed to die.
It wasn't until 1828 that the actual word cupcake was used by Eliza Leslie in her cookbook 75.
It says 5, Kyle. It's written out. It's not even a number. It says SEVENTYFIVE 75.
The word 5 and the word 4 both start with F and are composed of four letters.
I gotta go with 4 because that's the first thing out of my mouth.
That is where my mouth is. My brain reads 5. My mouth says 4.
You gotta make those brain connections.
It also says 75 receipts.
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
For pastry, cakes, and sweetmeats.
Receipts. Someone messed up.
I need a receipt for my sweetmeats, please. Can I get a receipt?
I'm Eliza Leslie. You got your cupcake.
No, I don't blame Eliza at all for this. I 100% blame foodimentary.com.
Please give me
always.
75 receipts for pastry, cakes, and sweetmeats.
I like, though, that it kind of rhymes. That's
receipts
it.
And sweetmeats?
Yeah.
Recipes and sweetmeats, I guess, wouldn't work.
No, receipts and sweetmeats. That is the title for this episode. So go ahead and do that. I'm actually searching online right now. 75. Right. It is called, Kenny, 75 receipts. For pastries, cakes, and sweetmeats. That is what it's called.
No, it can't be receipts.
Yep. Originally published 1827.
Hold on. We have to look up the origin of the word receipt. And if it's...
Have we been saying recipes this whole time? We've been saying it wrong? I have a signed copy here. The 9th edition.
Oh, here we go. This is from the Worldwide Words. A receipt is an old form that means the same as recipe, both derived from Latin recipere, or to receive or take. Receipt was first used in medieval English as a formula or prescription for a medical preparation. Chaucer is the first known user in the Canterbury Tales of about 1386. Well, there you go.
So when I ask for the check, can I have the check, please?
No, you're asking for a check, you dummy.
Okay, can I have the receipt, please? For my Starbucks I just bought. Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea is that I can take that somewhere and make what I just paid for using the receipt. Sweetmeats.
Wow. I clicked on the link that it's one of those that have the like the really weird ads of like clickbait kind of stories.
Okay.
And one of them is no pill can stop tinnitus, but this one weird tinnitus. Mm-hmm. I said tinnitus. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture. Oh gosh. It's a picture of someone's ear. And then somebody with their finger really close to just like giving them a wet willy and like oil dripping from it.
From the finger? From the finger.
I gotta send you this.
From the finger.
From the finger.
Well,
yeah, this is gonna be on the show notes today.
I feel, you know, on and off, I feel like I have tinnitus. I get sometimes ringing in the ear. And really, I just go for whatever liquid is nearby.
Oh no!
Oh gosh!
Oh what?
I'm literally closing the window right now.
Yeah.
Did I hang up on you? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right. speaking of needing to vomit, Kenny, I've got a game for us to play.
Perfect.
It's called. it's called Chewbacca or not. No, let me play this one. Kenny, we're going to play a game of Chewbacca or not. I'm going to play a number of different sounds here. And you'll have to guess if this is an actual Chewbacca sound or if it is not. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one. Is that Chewbacca or not?
Yes.
That is correct. Hmm. Okay. Surprising.
Turn on the game show music a little bit.
Okay. All right. Sorry. number two. Is that Chewbacca?
That's if it were, it was him trying to sing, but it's not.
You're right. It's a wooden table.
Good vibrato.
It's a wooden table. Kenny, number three. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No, that's someone scooting their chair or something and talking in the background.
It's a glass door, but yeah, they're talking in the background. Glass door. Number four. Is that Chewbacca or not?
That's Chewbacca on the toilet.
I said we wouldn't talk about number twos. I mean, this is number four.
He's doing number one.
You're right. It's a urinal. Number five. Is that Chewbacca or not?
Yes.
Okay, you're right. Five. You are five for five right now. I'm thoroughly impressed. Number six. Is that Chewbacca or not?
I don't think so.
That in fact is Chewbacca. So
he's yawning. That's poor, like how I sound when I wake up.
Poor job. I need this music back. It just felt right. Something about this music felt right. Number
it's like,
seven.
It's like Star Wars Lounge.
Yeah.
Where'd you find this? This is great.
Is that Chewbacca or not?
It's like Chewbacca's whispering something.
Hey, Kenny. Hey. 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 Kenny.
It's like Chewbacca has a secret.
So hey, yes,
Han.
Yes. Or,
hey, Han, come over here.
Shh. Come here. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No, it's not Chewbacca.
You're right. It's a Coke Zero can.
What?
Number eight. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No. What's going on? What's going on in the sound?
That's someone rolling down a window.
Wow. Okay. With music or something in the background?
Number nine. Is that Chewbacca or not?
Yeah.
That is correct.
How many more you got here?
Pretty good. Number 10. Kenny, I told you I had 17 before I started. Number 10. Is that Chewbacca or not?
Yeah.
That is correct. So far, you've missed only one of the 10. I think you're doing pretty well. I gotta haunt it to you.
Oh, no.
Number 11. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No, that's not Chewbacca.
That is correct. It is a toilet paper roll. Number 12. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No.
That, in fact, is Chewbacca.
I'm waiting for it to be like a sea lion.
That,
which is his voice is kind of based like on a sea lion.
Right.
And some other things.
Right. Number 13. Is that Chewbacca or not?
Yeah, no, Kyle. That's like Chewbacca making coffee or something.
This is a toilet. This is actually a toilet. It's the second toilet in the series. That's right. Is that Chewbacca or not?
That is Chewbacca.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Is that Chewbacca or not?
Is that Chewbacca doing construction?
Hey, you're bothering
Chewbacca's
him.
Chewbacca's carpentry.
You're bothering him while he's trying to cut a 2x4
He just cut his finger off.
You're not wearing a hard hat, Kenny. But come on. Is that Chewbacca or not?
No.
You're right. It's a vacuum. That was number 15. Number 16. You ready?
Yeah.
Is that Chewbacca or not?
No, but what it sounds like is Chewbacca turns on the light in a room and he illuminates something that's very...
Oh, my eyes!
It's something that he is very scared of.
You're right. That's probably what it was. It's a wooden chair, but close.
Sure.
And last but not least... Is that Chewbacca or not?
You can't play that. No. No, Kyle, that's not Chewbacca. That's Oozefest.
Oh. All right, Kenny, and that is how you play Chewbacca or not.
It's a great song.
There you go. Okay, it's good. Just for the show notes here, I've got a recipe that kind of combines our National Food Day, our National Chocolate Cupcake Day, with our Chewbacca or not game. They are Chewbacca cupcakes. So.
Oh, right.
If you'd like to, you can go make those. I'll put those in.
They probably take a lot of work.
It's mostly the frosting work. I've got to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
Plus, I don't know the color of Chewbacca on the inside because he's mostly hair. But if he could be, he would be a chocolate cupcake.
He's hair on the inside, too.
Oh, that's so sad. That's really, really sad. There will also be a...
Wait a second. Okay, good. Okay, never mind. Sorry. What? I went to this website and it says
what?
Amy's Confectionery Adventures.
Yes.
I got really scared because there was a Kitchen Nightmares where he goes to Amy's Baking Company.
Okay.
Which is a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's a baking... It's a bakery, but it was also a restaurant. Turns out to be the worst Kitchen Nightmares because it was the only one that he has ever walked away from because he knew that he couldn't save it. Because the owners were crazy. And what they did was they even capitalized on the success of how crazy they were on the show.
Was it one of those situations where he like turned on the stove, started walking away slowly in slow motion, and then tossed a lit match over his shoulder as Amy's cafe?
Confectionery Adventures.
As that exploded.
No, that was the name of the website.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, long story short,
it's pretty long.
One of the owners tried to, he threatened a customer with like a knife.
Butter knife.
No, like a knife.
Like a Klingon batleth.
Yeah, that kind of knife.
You gotta have one to cut those cupcakes. He
climbed over the counter and challenged him.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It's on YouTube. Okay. I think they're closed down.
Okay. Well, go get the receipt for these Chewbacca cupcakes today, now, over in our show
notes.
Morningshow.am. I've got a quick break for us to take, Kenny, and tell you about our friends over at FeedPress. Got to make up for lost time here. This episode of Morning Show is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress, of course. They're that simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform that I keep telling you about each week, twice a week, every week. They feature accurate subscriber, podcast download, and geolocation tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need to submit that feed to iTunes. They've got 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that you can actually roll over monthly. It's much like that that system of data I was telling you about in our pre-show Patreon stuff. You can just take that month, add show notes, artwork, upload about 4 high-quality bitrate MP3s per month. That's why this show sounds so great. It's the best. It's the best show. Sounds great. Sounds the best. Upgrading it is easy, though. If you need to, $20, 1 gigabyte. And then you take that gigabyte and you roll it. You keep rolling. Rolling. What? Keep rolling. That's what you do. They also offer free migration assistance. So you can take all of that feed data that you've got somewhere else. You don't have to tell me where. It's okay. It's fine. I won't judge you. But their support is responsive and available 7 days a week. And they'll actually help you migrate that feed over to FeedPress. So if you would, please go over to feed.press today. feed.press/morningshow. Sign up. Try it. 14 days. No contracts. No commitments. You'll use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. A huge thanks to those guys for their support of this show and, of course, goodstuff.fm. So what do we do now? I've got a couple of things I'd still like to talk to you about. We can rapid fire them, or I can just turn everything off and walk away right now.
You mean turn on a gas stove and
I can
flick a match?
And just throw a lit match over my shoulder and hope that the shrapnel from the cupcakes doesn't get me.
Oh, of course.
What would you like to do?
I don't care, Kyle. What do you want to do?
Let's rapid fire these. I've got a couple of quick upvote, downvotes. And what you can do here is you can click on the link, look at the image, and judge solely on the information in each of these titles.
First response there.
That is correct. we're just kind of taking the first thing on your mind. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Think Geek. Kenny.
Like a psychological test.
Yeah. We're going along here on the Chewbacca train a little bit longer. Think Geek has created a pair of officially licensed Star Wars Chewbacca slippers that make 2 different Wookiee roars that sound similar to a Coke Zero can and a toilet while you walk. The slippers are also sport, they say, 5 Wookiee toes under the fluff. So if you want to just peel those back, I guess you'll know. Now you'll know that he's just fluff all the way through. What do you think of these? Would you wear these? Would you want it to go as you walk?
The sounds could get really annoying. If I had a way to turn them off, totally. These are really cool. They would go really well with my Jedi robe that I have. So I'd be really comfortable.
Do you seriously have a Jedi robe?
I seriously have a Jedi robe.
Hmm.
That was a gift from the wife.
We've talked about the gifts that you've given
No, this wasn't something that I gave. I received.
You received. No, I get that. I just, I'm starting to get a better sense of the relationship that you have with your wife.
Where, yeah, it's much better than yours. Oh! Yeah.
I'm going to move on to something that you can't seem to
upvote
do with your
except,
life.
Except for, I think the Chewbacca hair. Kyle, I didn't mean to insult you.
You absolutely did. This is what you get.
Oh God, no.
Oh, that's what I think of you.
The one thing that I think would bother me about these is the Chewbacca hair, like, shedding everywhere. I wouldn't want the hair on the slippers to fall off.
I have cats. You know what I mean? I do. I have cats, and it can't get any worse than I have it right now. I wouldn't just wear
them at your house.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll keep a pair here just for you.
Upvote.
Bonjour. You have to reciprocate. Just say hello to me as well.
Hello.
It's an alarm clock that factors in traffic before letting you snooze. It is set to launch next week, and you can see the image here, but it doesn't really do it justice. What it does is it compiles the information, things like knowing whether or not traffic is piled up on your route, knowing whether or not you're going to take the bus or drive, things like that. It'll look it up for you.
Smart clock.
And then Bonjour will push your alarm ahead so that you wake up in time for that to happen, I guess. It's got to be a little predictive, but it has some neat features, I guess, if you want to call it neat. It's got voice recognition, so you can talk to Bonjour and ask it to let you sleep in a little longer, and then they'll say, no, get up, lazy, you, right now.
I unplug it.
That's right. Or you can program in your own kind of waking system to say, just put it in my voice. Kenny, it's time to wake up.
Why would I use your voice?
Good morning.
I would use like Randy Savage or something.
No, hi. Hi, it's time to wake up. I'm trying to be soothing, but if you make me, I'll scream. You know.
If you make me, I'll scream?
Yeah. Because if you don't get up, you know.
Get up, you lazy bum. It's time to get up. Let's do this. Snap it to a Slim Jim.
It's really good. You hurt your voice. I know it. I know you didn't. So what do you think about this this bonjour?
I'm doing short bursts.
What do you think? Alarm clock?
I think this is a waste of time.
Okay.
What does it mean? It factors in traffic before letting you snooze. I'm going to snooze it anyway. I have control over my time. I have control of when I'm. Well,
but yes and, the yes thing and is, no.
Well, okay. So let's put it this way.
Bling.
My phone. Shut up, phone. I like to
eat apples and bananas.
Don't start pulling Raffy out on me, Kyle.
I like to eat.
Stop it. You're ruining my train of thought. I like to have my routine.
Apples and bananas.
Stop it. I'm sorry that I'm stuttering. I'm trying to find the correct word without going and burping. Right. Forget it.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Downvote. Downvote, you dummy. Yeah, dumb dummy.
Here's an article from Zoomy. Zoomy Pizza? I guess Zoomies is potentially pivoting here into robotic made pizzas.
We talked about this.
Yes. However, this digitaltrends.com article goes through exactly what happens. And they've got somebody named Marta, the robot Marta, actually putting together this pizza for a human being. It explains things like they're using artificial intelligence to predict deployment of said pizzas, basically making the pizzas and driving them around the city, waiting for you to order it, and then it'll be there in minutes. So it knows. I see it knows.
I see they have a food truck that drives around, and they're like, okay, at 5 o'clock, this neighborhood tends to order the most pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just drive around the neighborhood and be ready to deliver it.
Mm-hmm. Shoot it straight. It's like a pizza cannon.
Now
they just shoot it straight into your face. You open the door and goes flat.
So
right on your face.
So if you like just a regular, you don't like to personalize your pizza. You basic. Like to have like you yeah, basic or you buy the specialty every time, but it's the same. You don't try to get anything special on it. Then this is fine, right? But if you like to personalize your pizza, like you want to have very specific ingredients or you want it to have, thin crust instead of thick crust, and it usually doesn't come with thin crust, that's the thing that they can't do. They can't predict special orders.
Well, Kenny, you know, if you try hard enough, every pizza is a personal pizza.
I think that's a Mitch Hedberg joke.
Mitch Hedberg. Or I could have made it up. You don't know.
I made it up. It's sure. Okay.
You don't know. Maybe I just steal all the jokes from all the people. Would you eat this? Would you want a pizza that's been driving around in an open air Jeep for hours and hours and hours just to be handed off to you by some human being serving the robot Marta just to make a couple of bucks?
I want to try the robot, the pizza robotics. I want to try it, but
it is you.
I also don't want to be totally let down by it. You know, I don't want to eat it and go, this is the worst pizza in my life.
Well, you got to think eventually Domino's and, what's the other one? Pizza the Hut. You got to think that eventually they're going to be using robots to make their food. Right? It's a little safer. It unifies all of the products across the country. You know, there's no difference between each of the pies. There is a commercial where two of the same pie come out of the oven and it is the same exact pizza. That's our future. That's where we're getting to. We need that. I want the pizza to be molecule for molecule exactly the same every time.
Wow, you want pizza clones.
I do want pizza clones. Follow me at Pizza Clones on Twitter.
Go
ahead and do that. Make sure you just keep your other Twitter handle because I don't want people spoofing you and pretending that they are you. Kenny, I have one more. What do you think? Upvote, downvote?
Upvote.
Of course. One last one for you. We've talked about a world record today. I'm just going to bring one more in here. Eli Bishop currently holds the Guinness World Record for the most claps. In 1 minute.
Okay. Also, Pizza Clones is totally taken.
Shoot. Okay. All right.
There we go. The
four counts.
Okay.
And go. So that continues for a minute if you want to hear the sound of slapping and see the waveform. Of Eli Bishop performing this world fastest clapper attempt here.
So 1,020. I think that this is the dumbest, like, break the rules to get a record. You're not clapping. You're just waving your hands around and they just happen to be making contact at very fast intervals.
So you think there should be a minimum distance that you have to hands apart?
Yes. I think that it should be like, everybody claps. Nobody claps like this, dude.
So technically,
if you see somebody in a sitcom audience and they're clapping like this and you're sitting next to them, you're going to go, dude, calm down.
He's got to be the most annoying person in like you're watching a play. You're watching a play and he's sitting there going.
I was going to say, like, what? He can clap for the whole row.
It wasn't that good. I'm gonna make you buy multiple tickets here if you're gonna clap like that. You're taking the place of multiple people. Can't have that.
Yeah. Get out of here. I want to clap for myself.
Okay, fine. Because nobody's gonna show up because nobody likes you. You jerk, Eli.
Yeah, jerk.
You jerk.
Okay, so pizza clones. Every noun is an adjective noun under certain conditions. This bot generates jokes accordingly.
Can we hear a few? Do you have a few?
Every world is a third world as long as you wish to seem. What?
Okay. That's kind of...
Every excuse is a good excuse if you're not trying.
Okay. Oh, all right. Any more wisdom, Copernicus?
Every tweet is a smart tweet if it isn't pretty. What is going on?
I have no idea.
What a waste of an awesome Twitter handle.
Is this Pizza Robotics ebooks, maybe? Is that what's happening right now? Is it you, but not you?
It's a bot.
Okay. All right.
Boo.
I really don't like that at all. Hey, you know what I do like, though?
Wow.
The other great shows over on the goodstuff.fm podcasting network. We've mentioned that one of our favorite shows in the whole wide world, Three Guys, Three Questions, is back right now. We've got another episode that they talk through some fantasy things, and not like the fantasy that you might be thinking about, but more like Dungeons and Dragons fantasy, elves and wizards and things like that. So please go, if you would, goodstuff.fm/3G3Q. You can go check that show out. There's Perfect. Also the At U2 podcast. They discuss all things at U2 and U2 itself. Now, it follows the at U2.com blog. So go check that out. If you like U2, that's the place to be. Also, check out the Non-Breaking Space Show. It's hosted by Christopher Schmidt, and it seeks out the best, brightest, and smartest creative people in the digital art, design, and development worlds. They're close to their 100th episode, so now's a good time to get on board and check that show out, if you would. You can also check out some of the things about this show over at morningshow.am. We've got a support page for you to leave a review on iTunes, which does help the show. It's sort of a free way of, you know, helping us out a bit. There's also some things on there, some products we like, some coffee stuff. Each of those purchases goes to help the show. If you'd like to, as well, you can get in touch with us about what your favorite Kudos bar is and what your favorite Capri Sun flavor is. Is Kyle at goodstuff.fm. See, I'm just rambling off here. Morning Show AM on Twitter. Or, all of our changing Twitter handles. Doesn't matter.
They don't change.
Tweet us, please, would you? Pizza Robotics or Dog Burps. That's it. That's all I've got. Kenny, you got anything else?
Yeah, let me just say Gizmodo released their Google Pixel review, and they say the Google Pixel is too dumb and ugly to replace your iPhone.
Well.
So let's just let that hang in the air, and we'll see you guys later.
Okay, have a good week, would you? We'll be back on Friday. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.